in terms of what prompted you to decide that you wanted to throw your hat in the ring and run for Burlington School Board?
My children are both students in the Burlington School Board School District, and I think what prompted me was the new superintendent. Superintendent Cohen has been in the position for a year. He's very energetic. He's been making a lot of changes, and I just wanted to be a part of that. I think my work experience as well was a reason that I thought I would be a good candidate for the job, and I thought I had a lot I could give to the community.
What are your characteristics? What are those traits that you would bring as a board member?
I have a lot of experience working in administrative teams. I was part of the management team at Iowa State Penitentiary for 4 years, and I have also been part of the management team of Young House Family Services. And I think that's probably one of the most important traits a board member has to have, is being able to work as a team. Nothing can happen individually. You know, everyone has to come together, come to a consensus, and work together for the betterment of whatever agency.
Right now, what do you see as the biggest strength of the Burlington School District?
I think the staff of the Burlington Community School District. We have dedicated staff. Our teachers, our support staff, our associates really care about the students and are willing to go the extra mile to make sure they succeed.
What do you see as the biggest challenge?
I think funding. You know, we're losing students to open enrollment. Students are going to other schools, which hurts our budget. I think we really need to do a better job of focusing on the good things that are happening in the Burlington Community School District, because there's a lot of them. I believe in open enrollment and families should have that choice, but I think we have to do a better job of selling all the good things that are going on with our school district. As I said, our new superintendent, our dropout rates are down. We had less drug arrests at the high school last year, and I think people need to know that.
How do you do that? How do you get that message out there more to the people?
I think by doing things like this, interviews on the radio, I think bringing it out in social media with Facebook, I think attending community events and letting the community know that you're out there and open and willing to talk to them. Talking to the newspaper, trying to get the newspaper to cover the good things that are going on in the school district. I think the Hawkeye does a good job, but just continuing to let them know about what's going on in our school district.
Kind of being as open as possible?
Definitely, and available for folks to come and talk to us. Encourage them to attend the school board meetings is another thing. You know, I've been attending the meetings, and I've learned so much. You know, the newspaper can only cover just small pieces of what goes on, but actually being there really helps you know what's happening.
You mentioned the challenge of the budget. Obviously, for most budgets, 80-85% go to personnel, be it salaries, benefits, and such. That doesn't leave a lot to go around. When it comes budget time, if you were elected to the board, where would your priorities be when it comes to crafting a budget?
I think number one is to try to hold our costs down as much as possible. Being aware, I've had many people talk to me about their taxes and the concerns of taxes going up. So trying to hold our costs down as much as possible. And as you mentioned, 85% of the budget is for staff. I think we need to pursue revenue-making opportunities. The board, about a month ago, was presented with a proposal for Notre Dame wanting the Burlington Community School District to take over their technology and help monitor their computers and their Chromebooks. And that would be an opportunity for the school to make a little bit of money. Those opportunities don't come around very often. So as a school board member, I would like us to really look at that and pursue that. Because as I said, we don't have that many opportunities. And when one comes before us, I think we should jump on board.
When you look at, as you've been, you mentioned it, you've been out talking with people. What have you been hearing as you've been out in the public talking to people?
That people do have some concerns about our high school, and that, you know, often the negatives are publicized and not the positives, so that we need to do a good job of letting people know that there are some problems, but that the administrators are aware of that, they're working to tackle that. And also, as I said, taxes. People don't want to continue to see their taxes go up every year, to see the school's budget go up every year. So we just have to be mindful of that and use our resources as best that we can.
Any other ideas that you have, or any other areas that you would focus on that I haven't thought to ask about when it comes to serving on the board?
I know someone had mentioned to me that a few years ago they'd talked about moving the administration out of the White House, as it's called, and into James Madison, because we have a building that has a lot of open space. I'd really like to explore that. The White House is an old building. I would be interested to know how much it costs every year for us to maintain that building and if that would be something that would be feasible. I'm also interested in the body cameras that has been proposed for administrators in the school district to wear. That's got a lot of national attention, actually. And I was apprehensive when I first heard about it, but I met with Superintendent Cohen. He really explained the rationale for them. And I support the idea of having the body cameras. We need to guarantee a safe learning environment for our students and our staff. And I think the board has done a very good job of taking that slowly. I want to be a part of the board because I would like to make sure we have a well-thought-out policy and procedure for that process before it gets going. So that's something that I think is new and different, and it's got people talking, and I'd like to help people understand why the school district wants to do that.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would just encourage people to vote. For the school board elections, we have such a small turnout. And we've got 5 people running for 4 seats, so people really have an opportunity to make some choices and impact where the tax dollars are going to be spent. So that would be it. Just encourage people September 8th to get out and vote.